Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your provision, your protection, your comfort of your love, Lord. Thank you for giving us your precious Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, we ask that you'd reveal the things of Jesus to us, Lord. You will lead us into all truth, Lord, and even show us things to come. So, Lord, we just pray that you would touch our hearts and our minds and our ears, even the ears of our understanding, the eyes of our understanding, that we might receive your word, your truth, Father. I pray that you'd grant me utterance to speak in your name today, Father. I rely upon you and I thank you for your faithfulness to always come through, Lord, when I need you. Thank you again. Bless each one, Lord. Impart your truth, your grace. Strengthen our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm going to begin today's message with Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Title of the message is, Are You Ready? And this is a subject that I have to teach on periodically because, quite frankly, it doesn't get taught enough. It's not brought up enough. How many know that we're responsible to teach the full gospel of God, the full counsel of God? Amen. So it's easy to talk about certain things, and some other things aren't so easy. But by the grace of God, we can do all things. And the bottom line here is, at the end of the day, I'm going to answer to God for what I've done, amen, and how I have treated you, because you belong to Him, not to me, amen. You're God's people, and He paid for you with blood. And so I take this very seriously, and I want God's people, my brothers, my sisters, to be healthy, spiritually healthy, amen, to be well-balanced, if you will. And how many know that it's good to eat a balanced diet, right? And I know some like to just park and camp out in the dessert aisle, but that's not really that healthy, all right? And too much honey will make you sick, right? So God said, you are the salt of the earth, right? Not the sugar. So, you know, sometimes the word of God stings like salt, but salt has a purifying effect, a protecting effect, amen, a preserving effect, amen. And salt can also create thirst and make you hungry, thirsty, amen, for more. So when we hear the truth, amen, by the Spirit of God, it has a way of producing life for those who are open and hungry and willing and yielded and willing to repent and obey God and conform to Him, amen. But it can produce also death in those who refuse to hear and heed the word of God. So I hope you're here today with ears to hear what the Lord is saying, and to us and to His people, amen, and really to the world. Jesus paid the highest price. He went to the cross on our behalf, shed His precious blood, so that we could be forgiven and so that we could be made right with Him. And no one took His life from Him. Jesus said, I lay down my life willingly for my sheep. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So according to the scriptures, there's going to be a final judgment, the great white throne judgment, in which the wicked dead will be raised and judged according to their works. And whoever was not found written in the book of life will be consigned to everlasting punishment, in the lake of fire, along with the devil, the fallen angels, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And this is what the Bible refers to as the second death. We all are going to die naturally, amen? That's the first death. But in Christ, all who die in Christ are what? Alive in Him. They experience the new birth, amen? So death has been overcome by the Lord, amen? And those who are in Christ are also overcomers. But if you're not in Christ, then the second death will be your portion. So the punishment that he's speaking of here is everlasting or eternal. It's forever and ever. And it's going to be with the devil and with his angels. Now, Jesus spoke about this place in Matthew 25, in the sheep and the goats. In verse 31, I'm going to kind of quickly go through this. I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but I want to kind of touch on the areas that pertain to what I'm talking about today. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory and all the nations will be gathered before him. And you could also look at nations as people, individuals. And he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say, verse 34, to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 41, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And verse 46, and these, speaking of the goats, will go away into everlasting or eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So the Lord here is speaking about everlasting fire, a fire that is not quenched, and an everlasting punishment. And that word everlasting means perpetual, eternal, forever. And the same Lord who taught everlasting life in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, what? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. That's the same word used when it refers to hell and the punishment. Eternal life. So the same word, everlasting, is used in the Greek to describe the eternality of God as well. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 17, it says, now to the King, eternal, same word used, eternal, God is eternal. Amen? Immortal, invisible to God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So the Bible makes it clear. Jesus said that the lake of fire was not initially intended for human beings, but for the devil and his angels. But for those who worship the beast, who worship Satan, for those who refuse the love of the truth that they might be saved, they will also be confined to that same fate as the devil and his angels. The first heaven and the earth God made was beautiful. It was good. Amen. And man was innocent. But as a result of choices that our forefathers made when they disobeyed the command of God, he committed treason against the King of Heaven. Amen. And God had to withdraw Adam, amen, from his assignment as ambassador or representative of the King of Heaven. And because of his decision to disobey God, the devil was able to then usurp the authority that Adam had to use that now against mankind. And became the little g, the little god of this world. And that's why we have the problems we have. It wasn't because God is mean. It's because man disobeyed the will of God, the word of God, and brought it upon himself. And you and I have also been born with the same corrupt Adamic nature as Adam, because sin has been transferred generationally down to our present time. And the things that you're seeing in the natural are a result of that which is happening in the spiritual. Amen. The devil is real. Don't let anybody fool you. And he wants your soul. He wants to destroy God's creation. He wants to destroy you. And if we're not careful, he can become successful at doing that. And so this, as a consequence of sin, you know, we have been subject to the sufferings that we have in our world. People say, well, if God is good, why this and why that? Because in the very beginning, remember, God had given who authority over the earth? He gave mankind, right? The authority over the earth realm. Amen. And so because of the transgression of Adam, good people suffer. Innocent people suffer. God has a solution to that. Amen. It's found in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We can be made right with God again through the blood of the new covenant in Jesus' name. Amen. We can be made right with God. Hallelujah. We can have peace with God again. We can be restored to fellowship again. Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus did on our behalf. Not anything that we could earn or deserve, but God in His mercy gave His Son to become an offering to pay our debt. For God so loved the world. So God loved you that much. And so God sent a Savior, didn't He? And He doesn't want anybody to perish. That's the thing, guys. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Amen? But He came to save us from this place called hell. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. God doesn't take delight in judging. But because God is a righteous judge, He must judge righteously. So when you sin, you incur a debt. When you sin against God, you become guilty before the judge, amen, of heaven. And therefore you are condemned because of one transgression, amen. Sin has come upon all of us. And so there had to be a price paid for that sin. Someone had to step in. The only way that we could escape a certain fate was that someone would take our place, would pay the price that we deserved to pay and become our sacrifice. And that's what Jesus did. The Word of God, amen, one with the Father in the beginning, became a man, dwelt among us. God became a man, and He became the Lamb of God, our sacrificial lamb. He was the scapegoat. God laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. There is salvation in none other, no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved only through Jesus Christ Himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by Me. And the only way to be saved is through Jesus. Can you say amen? And so God has promised us a new heaven and a new earth in Revelation 21. And listen, God is not going to allow Satan to spoil the new heaven and new earth, which are to come. Amen. God's going to shut Satan off, and all who serve him, all the wicked, will be shut out as well. And they're also going to be consigned to everlasting punishment in the lake of fire. In Revelation 22:15, it says, but outside the city are dogs and sorcerers, sexually immoral, murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie, whoever lives a lie. But the Bible says that those who serve sin are actually serving Satan. Romans 6, verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves as slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? Verse 17. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of teaching or doctrine to which you were delivered. In other words, you repented. You changed your mind about your direction. You took responsibility for your actions. You took responsibility for your sins and were willing to be honest with God and to acknowledge them before God, to confess them and renounce them before God. Amen. With a pure heart. Amen. And said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Hallelujah. I know I've sinned. I've fallen short. There's no way I can save myself. But I'm looking to You, Jesus, because You are the only hope that I have. Hallelujah. And God in His mercy will save such a person. Amen. And having been set free from sin, verse 18, you became slaves of righteousness now. We're no longer slaves to sin in Christ Jesus, amen. We've been brought nearer to God Amen? We have a relationship with our Father. The power of sin has been broken in our life, and the consequences of that sin, amen, have been canceled out by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. So one, whether one wants to believe or not in this place called hell does not change the fact that hell is a real place. Jesus spoke more about hell than he did heaven. Hell is eternal. In Revelation 21 verse 8, listen, it says, the cowardly are those who turn away from the Lord, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, that's witchcraft as well, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There is coming a day, guys, when this present dispensation of God's grace is going to come to an end. God is not going to wait forever, amen? There's coming a day when he said, time up. I've given you opportunity after opportunity to repent and come to me for salvation. And the day comes when the Lord says the door will be closed. It will be shut. And there will be those who will knock and knock and say, Lord, open unto us, but it will be too late. Do you understand that God is so patient? God is so merciful, so good. He demonstrated his love for us on the cross. Amen. We are not to take that sacrifice lightly. Amen. We need to repent today that you might truly be born again. You see, some people come to an altar in a time of desperation and maybe they cry out and they say a sinner's prayer and they may walk away unchanged. Why? If their heart has not been brought to the position, amen, to receive the salvation of God. In other words, they're not truly repentant. Maybe they just want God to get them off the hook, to give them a break, or get them out of the mess they're in, amen? How many know that that's not really true repentance? True repentance is being serious enough about it that I'm no longer going to go back there and do it again. Amen. You, God sees the heart. And when he sees a repentant heart, amen, he grants that person grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Hallelujah. There's coming a day when this dispensation of grace will end. The unjust will be fixed in an unrepentant state. In other words, those when God had been pleading with them by his Spirit who refused to repent of their sin. When that day comes, when the final call has gone out, that the way that person was is the way that they're going to be. You understand? That's why we need to be changed. When we die, guys, who we are is who we're going to be. It's time to get right with God. The filthy will have no further chance to change when the Lord returns to earth. But the righteous will continue to live righteously, and the holy will continue to live in holiness. This is Revelation 22:11. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah. Verse 14, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Lord, what must we do to do the works of God? Believe on him whom the Father has sent. Amen. If you believe Jesus, you believe his word. Amen. And you come to him for salvation. There's no salvation in none other. Amen. The only way that you and I can be clean is to be washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. You can't go out and undo what you've done. All the good works in the world will not save you. It's only through the sacrifice, the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, that we are brought back into right standing. And when you are born of His Spirit, you receive a new heart. And this new heart wants to love God, wants to serve God, wants to please God. Are you hearing me, somebody? If that's not your desire, you need to get saved. If you can enjoy sin, you need to get saved. Because when the Spirit of the Lord enters into a person, things change. Your perspective change. Your desires change. Amen. There was a time when I could sin and have no problem with it. When I was a kid, I did have a conscience. But after a while, that conscience got seared. That conscience became ineffective. And so the things that might have made me blush at one time no longer bothered me. And I was not aware of how corrupted I actually was until the Spirit of the Lord and through the Word of God came and revealed to me the fact that I am sinful, that I am corrupt, that I am disqualified from God's presence. Amen. I have no hope except to turn to the only one that can save me, call upon His name, amen, put my faith in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and believe, amen, and God changed my heart. He took out of me that heart of stone and gave me a heart of flesh. I became a new creation, and now I want to live a life that honors and pleases the Lord. Can you say amen? There's coming a time when every knee is going to bow to Jesus Christ. Amplified version of that verse 14 says, blessed, happy, and to be envied are those who cleanse their garments. Amen. We need to be washed. We need to be cleansed. Amen. That they may have the authority and right to approach the tree of life and to enter through the gates into the city. Now hear this. Those who mock now, scorn, reject Christ and His message. Unfortunately, unless they repent, they're going to attempt to come before a holy God because it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And no one will be able to stand in the judgment based upon their own merits. And so those who refuse the only offer, the only way to salvation, will not be able to stand in the judgment. Their own sins will condemn them to an eternal hell with the devil and his angels. That's the reality of this. There's only one way to life, and that's through Jesus Christ. And we must repent. Jesus said, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. If you don't change your mind, change your heart, and turn to God, amen, for mercy, then you will perish as well. You see, God is holy, and therefore He can't look upon sin. That's why we must be covered in the blood. We must be washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen, so that we can be faultless before the Lord. Those who refuse and repent and receive the truth will believe the lie. And I think, guys, today we're seeing that. People are becoming more and more callous, more and more hardened and resistant to the Spirit of God. And people are doing things that are just unspeakable. Amen. Now, there's nothing new under the sun, but we're seeing just all of hell seems like to be vomiting up on the earth right now. Are you noticing that? And some people are turning to Jesus, but others are just becoming more and more stubborn and resisting the Holy Spirit of God. And understand that God is merciful. Again, God is patient with us, but He's not going to endure forever. Amen with that. His Spirit will not always strive with man, just as it was in the days of Noah. There was an appointed time when the rains began to come. Amen. And God had sealed up Noah and his family in the ark. And who shut the door? The Lord Himself shut the door. Amen. And those who had refused the love of the truth, those who would not believe the preaching of Noah, were lost. They were swept away in the flood. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9, this is speaking of the Antichrist who is coming, who may even be in the earth today. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, magic, occultic power demonstrations. Mm-hmm. A lot of demon magicians today. Have you noticed that? And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Why? Because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. In other words, God's giving people an opportunity to be saved, but if they continue to resist the Spirit of the Lord, then God's going to send them over to a strong delusion. He's going to turn them over to their own devices. In other words, if that's what you want, that's what you will reap. How many know you reap what you sow, right? And there are many in this hour who are refusing to bow their knee to Christ. There are people who sit in church who refuse to bow their knee to Christ. Going to church won't save you. Being in a Christian home won't save you. We all must repent and turn to Jesus, amen, and be saved, be born again. God is merciful, but there is a limit to his grace. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, the Lord really isn't slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. This is God's heart. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire. And the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Everything is going to be consumed, this time not by water, but by fire. And since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives should you live? Or you should live? Looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along. On that day, he will set the heavens on fire and the elements will melt away in the flames. But, verse 13, we, how many are we here today? Are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth. He has promised a world filled with God's righteousness. Guys, I'm as frustrated as you are about the stuff that goes on. The stuff that we're witnessing in our time. And God's merciful. That's the only reason why he hasn't taken a lot of people out already. Because he's given them an opportunity to repent. And guys, we should love our enemies and we should pray for those people. I know it's hard to do that by the grace of God. We need to start praying for these people that God will save them. Amen. Not condemn them. Because God's not willing that anyone should perish. We know that there are those who are reprobate. A reprobate person is one who cannot be saved. They have gone beyond that point of redemption. We don't know where that point is for somebody. Only God does. Our responsibility is to stand in the gap and pray, amen, and be a witness of Jesus to others. Share the gospel with others that maybe, that perhaps God will grant them repentance. Perhaps God will give them the ability to know and understand and receive the truth and that they might be saved. Isaiah 1:18, God's saying this now, let us reason together. In other words, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God wants to bring cleansing. God wants to bring renewing. Amen. God wants to save. Hallelujah. Praise God. The door is still open. Hallelujah. You're here today. You're not sure where things are at between you and God. You want to get right with God. Today is your day of salvation. Today is your opportunity. Guys, it could be today. It could be this afternoon. It could be tomorrow when the Lord returns. Amen. For his church, for his bride. He's coming in the appointed time when the Father says, Son, it's now time. Go get your bride. That's why Jesus said to watch and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the earth and to stand before the Son of Man. Yes, amen. We need to be ready because he's coming in an hour when we think not. And he's warned us and he's told us, even as Noah was out spreading the message and say, listen, it's going to rain. Oh, it's never rained before. I don't believe that stuff. This guy is a conspiracy theorist. But the day did come because God's word is true. And everything that God says, he means. And he's given you and I an opportunity today to get our hearts right with God. Amen. It's not when we decide. You don't come when you want. You come when the Lord is summoning you to come. When the Lord is still drawing you by his Spirit. That's the acceptable time. That's the acceptable day of salvation. Amen. See, some people think, well, on my deathbed or maybe one of these days. How many know that many times one of these days never comes for people who say, not now, but later. And when the Lord is striving with our hearts, now is the time. That is the acceptable time to come and say yes to the Lord. Amen. That you might be saved. The door is still open. There's still time. Jesus is still calling. We're still in the dispensation of God's grace. Nothing that we deserve, but something that he's making available to us. Forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Can you say amen? Revelation 3:20, he's speaking to a church here, remember? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. The Lord wants to be our friend. Hallelujah. Friendship with God. Amen. A heart that's made right with him. Matthew 10:28, Jesus said, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The New Living Translation says, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, who said that? Jesus. He's the authority. Guys, listen. We're being put in the pressure cooker right now. We're being tested. We're being tempted to bow our knee to the spirit that is prevalent in our age. It is the spirit of Antichrist, to get us to bow down to fear, to political correctness, and to deny our only Lord, our only Savior. You hear me? This is where we're going to have to make the determination that I'm going to stand up for Jesus. Amen. I will not deny my Lord. Hallelujah. Because listen to what Jesus said. He said, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Remember, in context, he's saying, do not fear those who can only kill your body, but they can't kill your soul. I tell you, fear him who can kill both body and soul in hell. Are you hearing me? He can destroy both body and soul. But Jesus is not willing that we should perish. Amen. He has come and he's made a way for us. An escape. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm one of those escapists. There's an escape in Jesus. Amen. There's a way. Hallelujah. That God has made for us. Amen. And I'm trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what. If I die a natural death, a martyr's death. Amen. Or if the Lord returns in clouds of glory to receive us to himself, no matter what, I want to be ready. Amen. I want to be prepared for that day. Today is the day of preparation. Today is the day to get yourself, your house in order. This house. Amen. And prepare the way of the Lord. Get those crooked places straight. Amen. Make a highway for your God. Hallelujah. So he can fully possess you and use you for his glory. Amen. How many want to be a vessel for Jesus? Amen. We got to get the garbage out. Amen. And the good in. Hallelujah. Quit feeding yourself the garbage. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Guard your mouth. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Physical death is separation from the body and the environment of this life. But the second death is an eternal and final separation from God and the life to be enjoyed in the new creation. Choose this day. Here's your altar call. Choose this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to live just for you? Are you going to live for the Master, the only one that can save you? You're going to live for the one who loves you. The devil hates you. He just wants you to worship him. He wants you to listen to him. How many here can identify with all the things that have happened in our lives as a result of that devil? All the bad things, the negative things, the things we look around in our world and we say, look at all the awful things that are happening to people, even innocent people. It's because there's a real devil, amen? And because of the problem with sin and man having a free will to choose, God has given you and I the choice to make here, whether we're going to serve him, amen? Because love has to be consensual. It cannot be on command, amen? We have to decide who we want to be with, who we want to walk with, who we want to live for. I've lived for the world, the flesh, and the devil. I want to live for Jesus now. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. This world is fleeting. Amen. Remember, it's like a sinking ship. If you're on a sinking ship, get off of it. Amen. Come to Jesus and get right with God. Today is the day that God is still allowing people to be saved. And they've got to hear the message. Amen. Amen. Somebody has to tell them. Are you willing to be that voice? Are you willing to be that one to speak to people, to speak to your friends and your neighbors and people you encounter? Are you willing to stand in the gap? Are you willing to pray for others? Are you willing to deny yourself that you might take up your cross and follow Jesus? It's going to be worth it someday, won't it? You never lose when you give up for God. Guys, listen. There is no purgatory. There is no second chance. When a person dies, judgment. It is appointed and the man wants to die after this, the judgment. There's no second chance. When you and I take our last breath, who we are in that moment is who we're going to be for eternity. That's why God is calling you and I now to repentance and to have our robes washed, to get our hearts right. Amen. So that we will be prepared to meet him in that day. Hallelujah. And he's coming, just like he said. Oh, they didn't believe in Noah's day, and many people today are mocking and laughing and scorning the message in the people of God. Amen. Really, what it is, it's the enemy that's coming against God by coming against God's creation. But the day is going to be coming when God, amen, in the heavens is going to be laughing. He will have the last laugh. Every knee is going to bow to him. Of those things in heaven, those things on the earth, and those things under the earth. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Today is your opportunity to be saved. If you put it off like so many do, well, maybe one of these days. You don't know. There's no promise of tomorrow. If God is moving on you today, if God is speaking to your heart today, today you must respond to his voice. Amen. You don't bebop into a throne, amen, of a king. You come when you're summoned by the king. If God is speaking to your heart today, that means that he's given you a chance to be saved. There's no second chance after death. There's no purgatory. Hell is eternal, but so is heaven. And today is that day that God is allowing us to come to him that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us. Would you bow your heads? Father, I pray today that by your Holy Spirit, Lord, you will move upon everyone here. Father, if there's anybody here that's not in right standing with you today, if there's somebody here that is not truly saved, if they were to die, they would not be able to stand in the judgment, Lord. They would not go to heaven. Father, if there's a lost soul here this morning, I pray that you move upon that person right now, God, that you will convict them by your Holy Spirit. Lord, that you will break through the stony heart and, Lord, touch them at the very depth of their being. Father, I pray that you would forgive them and show them mercy, God, and grant them the gift of repentance unto life this day. Hallelujah. I want to ask you just if there's anybody here today that you're not really sure that your heart is right with God, that you're ready to go. If you were to die today, you're not sure if you would go to heaven, but you want to be sure. You want to settle things. You want to get it right. You want to say yes to Jesus, in other words. While he's given you an opportunity, just slip your hand up if that's you. Amen. You want to be saved. I'm not sure if I'm saved. I want to be saved. If you die and you don't have Jesus, you're going to go to hell. God came that you might have life. Amen. And he wants to save you from your sins. Anybody else? I saw that hand back there. You're not quite sure about your salvation. You want to get things right before God. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Be honest. God bless you for being honest. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to ask you to do something really bold. Just stand up where you're at. Because Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. But if you deny me before men, there's somebody else here, you need to give your life to Jesus. He's been pulling on your heart, tugging on your heart. Well, are you willing to stand up for Jesus today? You want to be saved. Are you willing to repent and do what God's called you to do while you have an opportunity? Tomorrow is not promised. One more chance. If you're here and you're not sure about your salvation, I want you to stand up. Hallelujah. Listen to his voice. Amen. God bless you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. Guys, we need to pray. Amen. We need to pray. And what I want to do first is I just want to lead us in a general prayer together, okay? Once again, it's a prayer of recommitment, if that's what you're doing here today, amen. Recommitting your life. And let's believe God. Amen. Now, God has come that we might have life. He loves you. He came to save you. Amen. We can't save ourselves, so you're turning to the only one that can save you, right? You're turning to Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's pray together. I want you to pray from your heart. Close your eyes and speak to the Lord right now with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and that you offer me forgiveness of sins, a cancellation of all debt, that you give me eternal life. Today, Lord, I repent of all my sins. I ask you to blot out all my transgressions, to purge all my iniquities. Wash me in your precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. I receive your forgiveness. I confess, Jesus, you are Lord, Lord of my life. I believe that on the third day you rose again from the dead and that you live for me, and declare that I am yours and you are mine. Thank you, Lord. Your word is true. I receive the truth this day that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that I am forgiven, that you're not going to hold it against me anymore, that my past is redeemed. And Lord, lift your hands. I surrender all of me, that I might have all of you. Hallelujah. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord, with the power of your Holy Spirit. Give me power to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.